and it's going to be one-on-one with the defensive backs and linebackers. Those linebackers need to make those tackles and prevent the huge gains and the explosive plays by Lakers.
Kickoff of Lakers at Cass City is in just 13 and a half minutes as you're listening to your home for high school football. The WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Reiter, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, four pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
I told my dad the air conditioning went out in my car. He told me to cool it. Just put an ice cube tray on your dash over the blower. I decided to take it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. I heard they are the experts in air conditioning repair that will fix my car right the first time and at a reasonable price. Then I billed it to my dad.
Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. With fast professional service from Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, a Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Denny King here, the king of cars at Moore Motorsport Lincoln Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Carroll. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. We have the largest new car selection in the entire thumb. And if we don't have it, then we'll get it from another dealer at no extra cost to you. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. You won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Carroll at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at 3-0 try to improve to 4-0 on the season, but they have to take on a 2-1 Cass City football squad, both teams at 1-0 in divisional play in the Greater Thumb West. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Rochelle Thompson with your call tonight. And as the crow flies, it's a 15-mile flight from the wind turbine-filled backdrop of Laker Field to the cozy football complex of Cass City. By car, it's 17 miles down Elkton Road, which turns into Cemetery Road. Take a left on Rose Street, and you'll find yourselves at the field that is positioned northeast to southwest. In regards to school size, there is not much difference between Lakers and Cass City anymore. Just 10 years ago, Cass City had 478 students in high school compared to Lakers' 382. Now in 2018, Lakers has 282 high schoolers, with Cass City at 291, just plus 9 in favor of Cass City. In those 10 years, Cass City is down 187 students, while Lakers has exactly 100 less. However, some optimistic news, both schools went up in attendance this past year, plus 9 for Cass City and 19 for Lakers. That's the first time that that's happened in 5 years for Lakers and over 10 years for Cass City. No team has played the Elkton-Pigeon-Bayport Lakers more than the Cass City Redhawks. Tonight is the 64th meeting between the two teams since 1960. The overall record is heavily favored for the Lakers, who lead 46-16 with one tie out there as well. The Green and White have won the last nine matchups in seven seasons. The last Cass City victory, 2010, 46-6. In the world of offensive production, tonight's teams are within 4 points of each other while holding the first and third spots in the Greater Thumb Conference. Lakers is currently the most productive offense in the GTC, scoring 38 points a game, while Cass City is averaging 34, plus 4 for the home of Harjo's Ben Franklin. Defensively, it's not so close. Lakers is tied with Sandusky for the best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing just 12.6 points a game. Cass City, on the other hand, is giving up 28.6 a game, or better known as the fourth worst defense of the 14-team GTC. So that's a 16-point advantage for the home base, for sure. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in that line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at The Ohio State University and Pete Rose Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Lakers 9.5 points. Today is the 257th day of the year, meaning just 108 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans?
Well, I told you I had plans with Dwight, but since I mentioned it, he hasn't shown up since. So
that's true.
Maybe I scared him away.
That might be what it is.
It could be.
We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, especially those in the far corners of our galaxy. And Dave, that is our hint tonight. As that leads me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, well, I'm a big fan of the space program. You know this. Everyone. So Cass City, home to Brewster Shaw, astronaut of NASA, and one of just 97 in the United States Astronaut Hall of Fame. The question, though, is how many missions did Brewster Shaw have aboard the U.S. Space Shuttle?
I can see how this relates to the football game in front of us.
Yes,
so,
most certainly. Yes.
I'm going to go with he went on 5 of them.
Well, that's a bit optimistic. 3, in fact. STS-9, just the 9th space shuttle mission. He is pilot, and then he's commander for the 61B, as well as 28. And the next question, Dave, Brewster Shaw did much more than just be on the 3 space shuttle missions with NASA. And we'll get back to that in a quite a statement here as we listen in to our national anthem performed by a very strong Cass City band on the field right now, wearing black. Feel bad for him out there. But right now, we listen to our national anthem. All right, Dave, back to the bonus questions here. He did much more than just be on 3 space shuttle missions. Name 2 other titles or tasks that Brewster Shaw held.
Let's see. I got wild guesses because I have no idea. I'm going to say he was a vice president and a director.
Well, you're quite accurate, in fact. At one point there, he was the director of the space shuttle operations. That's a huge title. He's responsible for all development of the space shuttle elements, including the orbiter, solid rocket boosters, facilities and operations. He also led the return to flight team after the Challenger explosion in 1986. And after retiring from NASA, he went on to be the Chief Operations Officer, COO, of United Space Alliance, which was the prime contractor for the space shuttle programs and its 10,000 staff. And then he was that Vice President and General Manager for Boeing of the Space Exploration Division, which controlled and developed Boeing's International Space Station and space shuttle programs. So there you go, Dave. Now, here's going veering off a little bit here because we have to. The heat shield of the space shuttle was comprised of a number of small carbon